Colombia.
Good morning. Colombia has recognised that in order to safeguard the enjoyment of human rights in the country, there's a need to achieve an effective level of security whereby threats can be dealt with through a robust institutional framework that is properly trained, modern, and committed. With this in mind, the military and the national police are working in a coordinated way in order to build and maintain an institutional culture of respect for, as well as protection of, human rights through the sector-based policy for security and defence. In order to address the challenges arising at the end of the conflict with FARC, building peace and improving citizen security, the defence sector has developed a new comprehensive human rights and international humanitarian law policy which meets the very highest standards of guarantees in human rights and is consistent with the national strategy. It enshrines an ethical and legal commitment on the part of the military and police vis-a-vis the people of Colombia. These efforts have led, for example, to differential training processes acknowledging the ethnic and cultural diversity of the country. For some 500,000 uniformed officers, as well as the strengthening of support of legal advocates when it comes to planning and implementing military and police operations. I should also underscore the design of the sector-based gender approach for public defence staff, which goes along the lines recommended by Canada and Portugal at the previous UPR cycle. In view of the security challenges arising out of the signing of the peace agreement and the existence of organised armed groups, the defence forces continue to operate across the national territory in a decisive and human rights friendly way. As recommended by Malaysia, the UK and Algeria in 2013, public policy and institutional adjustment strategies have been implemented to combat crime, organised crime, and in order to protect the civilian population. These are being applied on a permanent basis. These strategies have a comprehensive and multidimensional focus and are aimed at linkages between the defence forces and communities with strengthened communication and greater presence of police officers and soldiers in the regions with complementary actions working in consort with national and local bodies to ensure that the state as a whole can have control over its territory. Undeniably, there are challenges that we have to address constructively, bearing in mind at the same time always that the Ministry of National Defence is operating transparently with a policy of zero tolerance towards violation of human rights. Disciplinary investigations and criminal investigations for unlawful conduct against members of the armed forces are seeking to ensure that such offences can be tried pursuant to the relevant standards to avoid impunity. All of these efforts aimed at strengthening the defence sector are happening hand in hand with the comprehensive system for truth, justice, repetition and non-repetition, which will lead to the effective implementation of the law aimed at ensuring reconciliation and the building of a new social fabric. Full guarantees of the enjoyment of human rights for citizens, communities, social organisations and non-governmental organisations inter alia are a matter of permanent commitment on the part of the military and the national police. And as such, we will continue to work with all due responsibility and dedication, bearing in mind that human rights are really in the DNA of the Defence Forces. Thank you, Vice President.